So children, you know, when Jesus walked the earth, children held little, if any, social value. They were necessary as people who would grow up someday and become productive, of course, then. But until then, children were insignificant. And actually, children were really seen as valuable as trash. That's the standing that children had. You look at the role of women in the Bible, and there are some instances where we see women in leadership, and it's great. But culturally, women were among the lowest of the lows, and children were below women. And Jesus took a little child in his arms and said to his disciples, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." And then today, children are talked about at least as people of incalculable value. And as people who are not only important in the future, but also now, participants now in the world. And I know I'm simplifying things because there are too many instances of us treating children as if they held the same societal value as they did in the New Testament times. There are too many times where we treat children as if they don't matter. Our rhetoric, at least, has gotten better, if not anything else. But a comparison with children of Jesus' time and a comparison with children now, it doesn't seem quite fair because the children then, when Jesus took a child in his arms, he was taking trash, and now it would be different. We look at children as important. We say, look, Jesus welcomed the children, and it's important that we be a church that welcomes children into all areas of life of the church. But I wonder if it's not fair to compare children then to children now and make it equal in terms of how Jesus responded to children then and how we would do it now. Maybe only taking these verses and only equating them to children isn't fair either, because the example Jesus set wasn't just a child. It was someone who was considered worthless. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. See, Jesus took a child because he was using that child to represent any in society who are seen as insignificant or worthless. The people then got it. Now we just look at a child and say, look, children are valuable. But Jesus was having a child in his arms saying that this person is significant, not worthless. And any that are seen that way, welcome them. If you're wondering, why are the kids running through? It's part of the Sunday school thing today, and they actually might have to go up and down the elevator today. So we're going to enjoy that as we welcome children into the life of the church, not as people who will grow up one day, but as active and vibrant parts of the church today. Jesus said that welcoming someone who has little or no value in society is just like welcoming God. I love how Jesus calls us to treat others with love and acceptance regardless of what artificial status or greatness we give them. Jesus calls us to love everyone, no exceptions. I mean, that's part of the two rules, love God and love your neighbor. And welcoming all whom God calls precious includes, I could just say everyone, but I'm going to run down a list of the forgotten in society, those who are thought to be worth less than somebody else. And that's children, those who are old, disabled people, the sick, the illiterate, the unemployed, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, the homeless, people with mental illnesses, those with no health insurance, single parents, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgendered people, intersexed people, panhandlers, minorities, the deaf, the blind, people with autism or Asperger's syndrome, people with facial deformities, overweight people, prostitutes, carnies, and goth kids, and many others. But I got to take it one step further, because welcoming is one thing. You know, it's easy to welcome folks when they come in the doors. It really is. When people come and visit church, it's really easy to welcome. And we're pretty good at that. We're not perfect at that, but we're doing so much better as each week goes on. When people come and visit, I see people walking up and talking and saying, "Hey, I'm glad you're here." And how nice that is and how wonderful that is, welcoming all people, regardless of whether they're the biggest celebrity or the biggest non-celebrity in the world. But welcoming is one thing. All who come here should experience that. But what about the people who aren't here? Welcoming anyone who come through the doors forgets a little bit about what Jesus did in this particular scripture and how Jesus was, because he took a little child and put it among them, children who were outside the circle. He's in this circle with his disciples, and he's teaching them. And the kids are outside. They're not important. They're not welcome in the circle. And he took the child and brought it into the circle, put it among them, and said, "Whoever welcomes a little child such as this." See, there was more than a welcome on Jesus' part. It wasn't just, "Hey, there's a little kid running around our circle. I'll just point it out." He said, "Come in to the circle." He invited the child in. So not only do we have to be a people who welcome, we have to be a people who invite. Invite who? Everyone. And who's on that list? Children, those who are old, disabled people, the sick, the illiterate, the unemployed, undocumented aliens, prisoners, the homeless, people with mental illnesses, those with no health insurance, single parents, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgendered people, intersexed people, panhandlers, minorities, the deaf, the blind, people with autism or Asperger's syndrome, people with facial deformities, overweight people, prostitutes, carnies, and goth kids, and so many others. And when we invite, we continue to be a people following Jesus' call. And Jesus' call is to offer. I know that there's the two rules, love God, love your neighbor. But there's a call inherent in what Jesus asks us to do. It's to offer radical hospitality. That's that welcome. And it's a welcome beyond just, "Hello, I'm glad you're here." Radical hospitality. And an extravagant welcome. That is what we're about. But remember the invite part. Invite. We could come up with a statement about what our church does. And we know that we interact with the world and we're part of loving God and loving neighbor. We could say, you know, we're the church that invites, that welcomes, and loves. I mean, that could be it. That could be three words. Invites, welcomes, and loves. That pretty much covers it. You know, the love is love God and love your neighbor. That's what God calls us to do. The invite, that's saying, "Come on in. You're part of this. Come on into the circle. Jesus did it. We can do it too." Welcomes, that radical hospitality and that extravagant welcome. And that's all. Let's pray. Thank you, God. You have given us so much, and you've given us opportunities to reach out, to invite, to welcome, and to love. Amen.